Now, farming isn't just a tough job in terms of manual labour. The pressure, the lack of certain mental health resources in rural regions, it all contributes to the idea that farmers are unfortunately one of the highest groups at risk of suicide. Now, some new research from the University of South Australia suggests that an additional problem is actually around the reluctance that some farmers have when it comes to seeking help. The study looked at the attitude of farmers and non-farmers on accessing mental health services, and even went as far as to suggest that some services need to change up and adapt the way they communicate with farmers. Dr. Martin Jones is the project director at the Department of Rural Health at the University of South Australia, one of the study's authors. Dr. Jones, very good morning to you.
Hi, good morning, Nick.
Now, it's interesting to me that we're talking about a reluctance to access services that are being made available. It seems very much that kind of attitude of, I'm a tough rural worker and I don't need help from anybody.
Yeah, I think we need to look at it a bit more holistically than that in terms of what we found in the study, both for all rural South Australians. There's a sense of self-efficacy, which are really good attitudes to have. But the thing about self-efficacy and stoicism, it can introduce a reluctance to access services, but also we need to look at it from a much more broader sense that we do have a maldistribution of mental health services in rural Australia, which is an additional barrier to accessing services. So I think some of the key take-home messages for us is maybe we need to understand better how we can support existing health services to engage rural South Australians in terms of supporting them to access mental health services.
Because I imagine the isolation of many of these kind of rural areas means there's not the traditional community support of encouraging people to get help.
Well, actually, in rural Australia, there's a real strong sense of community support and community self-efficacy. And that potentially could be part of the solution in terms of delivering evidence-based mental health care, supporting existing communities to deliver particular things like cognitive behavioural therapy interventions to support mental health of particularly groups of individuals who may well have a reluctance to access services.
So what is the communication barrier that's in place at the moment as you see it?
Okay, it's as we said, some of the key findings which came out was a strong sense of self-efficacy, stoicism, and that, as I said before, they're particularly strengths, but it can introduce a reluctance to access services. And then coupled in the fact that we have a reduced number of mental health workers in rural Australia, it kind of introduces a double bind, if you like, in terms of we have a population who may well be reluctant, and at the same time we have a reduced accessibility to mental health services.
So the services, it sounds like, also need to modify their approach when they're communicating with farmers, though.
Yeah, I think it's more about thinking about engagement and building empathy and about building sustainable relationships, but also it's recognising there might be a reluctance amongst some populations in the country to actually access services and to talk about the difficulties.
So what changes could we make to sort of encourage people seeking help?
I think it's, the existing workforce is one solution. So we could put training programs in place to actually support the existing workforce to actually access services. A real strength of rural Australia, though, is the actual communities. The rural communities are a real strength. There's a real sense of partnership. And consistently we see that rural Australians report higher centres of well-being and self-efficacy, and their real strength to actually engage those communities to recognise people who might be at risk or a little bit vulnerable.
So making the community part of the overall solution, by the sounds of it.
Absolutely, yeah. But also it's looking at ways we can actually bring more healthcare professionals into the region as well. I think that's really important because at the moment we do have a big maldistribution of the workforce. Australia is very blessed with a number of healthcare professionals, but fortunately, most of them tend to work in the cities and not in the country.
And so is there a way you could see encouraging more healthcare workers to move out in those areas?
Yeah, I think one of the great things about the Department of Rural Health right across Australia is it's an academic infrastructure across rural Australia, which actually supports students to come to country, and we support students with somewhere to live whilst they're actually in the region, help with a little bit of supervision, but also provide the students opportunities to engage with community activities. So to give the student an opportunity to be part of life in rural Australia.
And just finally, Dr. Jones, you specifically looked at rural South Australia, but would you imagine that this is a phenomenon you'd see right around Australia?
Yeah, that's a really, really good question, and it would be something else we would like to investigate. Certainly, a lot of these attitudes are already actually out there in the literature. That does tend to be a sense of, in rural Australia, a stronger sense of self-efficacy and stoicism. So I suspect these are attitudes which will be common pretty much across the nation in the country.
Dr. Martin Jones, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. Bye now.
Thank you. That was, as I just said, Dr. Martin Jones. He's the Associate Research Professor from the Department of Rural Health at the University of South Australia and Project Director as well, looking at a few changes we could make to the way we offer mental health services in regional and rural areas to make it a lot more efficient, a lot more helpful.